Hello. Welcome to Stories Podcast, where we are committed to bringing you brand new original or adapted stories once a week. To support Stories Podcast in our effort to provide you and your family new material on a regular basis, head to patreon.com/stories and pledge to make a small monthly donation. All of the money donated will go right back into improving the podcast so that we are able to bring you the best work we are capable of producing. Thank you for your support. And now, here's the episode.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are? It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I could change my skin. Once upon a time, when man was young and wild magic still prowled in the world like hungry wolves, there was a great forest. Its trees were so large that you couldn't fell them, not if you had 100 axes. Its rivers were so swift that you couldn't sail them, not if you had 100 ships. Its edges were so far apart that you couldn't cross them, not if you had 100 days and 100 nights and a good swift horse to ride on. In the middle of that mighty forest, there was a small tribe of people. They were men and women and children all, and they were happy because the forest gave them all they needed. When they were hungry, they would harvest the fruits of the trees and of the bushes. When they were thirsty, they would drink from the trickling streams that ran as cold and fresh as winter breeze. When they needed shelter from the rain, they would weave clever huts from the leaves and branches and stay warm and dry. In all the tribe, there was only one who wasn't perfectly content. You see, deep in the heart of the forest, there sat a large, flat rock, and on the large, flat rock sat a boy, and on the boy sat a heavy air of sadness that seemed to darken the sunlight around him. Now, the forest couldn't bear to see one of its creatures sad, so it sent forth a wild sprite to try and lift the spirits of the boy. The sprite was a young and knobbly thing, like a crooked stick with the beautiful gossamer wings of a dragonfly and a voice like wind over silver bells. "Ho, boy," said the sprite, landing lightly on the boy's shoulder. "Why are you so sad?" If the boy was surprised to see the sprite, he didn't show it. You see, in those days, people were used to magic things and strange creatures the same way we're used to planes in the sky. "Why do you care if I'm sad?" asked the boy. "My mother cannot abide sadness when she gives you such wonderful food to eat and water to drink and plants to shelter with. What do you have to be sad for?" "Well," said the boy, "there's this girl."
"A girl," said the sprite. "I might have known. Let me guess, you like her?"
"I do," said the boy. "But she doesn't know I exist. I'm too plain-looking for her to notice me. If only I could change my skin for another more exciting, then she would have to pay attention."
"Well, that's simple," said the sprite, eager to help.
"Would a peacock do? They have all those colorful feathers. She couldn't help but notice you then."
You can change my skin?" asked the boy.
"I can, and I will," said the sprite. "Just sit right there and close your eyes."
The sprite ran a few small circles around the boy, bathing him with a strange light that looked for all the world like a swarm of fireflies circling a mirror-smooth pond. The light grew brighter and brighter, and the little sprite sang,
"Feather, feather, blue and green, ruby, rose, and tourmaline, ten tins, tallow, bones of clay, change the skin and skim the way."
Before the boy knew it, his own skin was changed for that of a peacock with large and luminous feathers of all colors.
He immediately ran into the trees as far as his new skin would take him.
"Where are you going?" called the sprite. "To win my love," the boy called back.
The sprite smiled to herself, happy to have fixed the sadness in the forest. That is, until the next day, when the sprite returned and found the peacock boy sitting sadly on the same stone.
"What's wrong now?" said the sprite.
"It didn't work," said the boy. "She agreed I was very beautiful, but when I tried to speak with her, my cawing scared her away. You have to give me another skin, one with a voice so beautiful she can't help but be moved to tears."
"I can and I will," said the sprite. "Just sit right there and close your eyes."
The sprite ran a few small circles around the boy, bathing him with a strange light that looked for all the world like a room full of candles burning in 100 different colors. The light grew brighter and brighter, and the little sprite sang,
"Music, music, pitch and key, tenor, tone and harmony, tendons, tallow, bones of clay, change the skin and skim the way."
Before the boy knew it, his own skin was changed for that of a songbird with all the music of the forest contained within its breast. He immediately flew into the trees as fast as his new skin would take him.
"Where are you going?" called the sprite. "To win my love," the boy called back.
The sprite smiled to herself, happy to have fixed the sadness in the forest. That is, until the next day, when the sprite returned and found the songbird boy sitting sadly on the same stone.
"What's wrong now?" said the sprite.
"It didn't work," said the boy. "She was moved to tears by my song, but when I went to take her in my arms, I had only the frailest feathered wings. You have to give me another skin, one that can hold her tight and strong."
"I can and I will," said the sprite. "Just sit right there and close your eyes."
The sprite ran a few small circles around the boy, bathing him with a strange light that looked for all the world like the sun filtering through the trees on the last day of summer. The light grew brighter and brighter, and the little sprite sang,
"Slither, slither, scale and stone, wrapping hiss and overgrown, tendons, tallow, bones of clay, change the skin and skim the way."
Before the boy knew it, his own skin was changed for that of a great snake with a body that coiled as strong as spring steel. He immediately slithered into the trees as fast as his new skin would take him.
"Where are you going?" called the sprite.
"To win my love," the boy shouted back. The sprite smiled to herself, happy to have fixed the sadness in the forest. That is, until the next day, when the sprite returned and found the snake boy sitting sadly on the same stone.
"What's wrong now?" said the sprite.
"It didn't work," said the boy. "I wrapped her tight in my embrace, but then she wanted to run through the trees, and I have no legs. You have to give me another skin, one that can run as swift as a river."
"I can and I will," said the sprite. "Just sit right there and close your eyes."
The sprite ran a few small circles around the boy, bathing him with a strange light that looked for all the world like the stars speckled in a purple twilight sky. The light grew brighter and brighter, and the little sprite sang,
"Shadow, shadow, tooth and claw, bounding, lithe and speeding paw, tendons, tallow, bones of clay, change the skin and skim the way."
Before the boy knew it, his own skin was changed for that of a dark jungle cat with muscled legs that could run as swift as a river. He immediately dashed into the trees as fast as his new skin would take him.
"Where are you going?" called the sprite. "To win my love," the boy shouted back.
The sprite smiled to herself, happy to have fixed the sadness in the forest. That is, until the next day, when the sprite returned and found the jungle cat boy sitting sadly on the same stone.
"What's wrong now?" said the sprite.
"It didn't work," said the boy. "She was happy for my company running, but now she wanted a song again. You have to give me a new skin, one that can sing a song and hold a girl and chase her through the trees." The sprite thought about it
and thought about it and thought about it. And finally, she said, "I can and I will. Just sit there and close your eyes." The sprite ran a few small circles around the boy, bathing him with a strange light that looked for all the world like the moon on a clear and cloudless night. The light grew brighter and brighter, and the little sprite sang,
"Changer, changer, mouth and hands, fingers, feet, and understands, tendons, tallow, bones of clay, change the skin and skim the way."
Before the boy knew it, he was back in his original skin again. "What have you done?" he cried. "I am a boring boy again." "Boring?" said the sprite. "What is boring about a creature who can sing and hold and run and want? What is boring about a creature who can love so fiercely he would change his own skin just to please another? Boring? No. Truly, your own skin is the fairest skin of all. Now go. Go and win your love." So the boy ran into the forest again. But this time, when he found the girl, he didn't pose as a peacock, or sing as a bird, or hold as a snake, or run as a cat. He opened his mouth and spoke as a man. "My love," he said, "I may not sing as fair as a bird, I may not hold you as tightly as a snake, I may not preen and pose like a peacock, and I may not run as fast as the shadow cats in the trees. I have only the skin I was born in, but if you give me the chance to love you, when I run, I would run all the faster for knowing I was running home to you. When I held you, it would be all the tighter for knowing it was you in my arms. And when I sang, it would be all the sweeter with your beauty to inspire me." The girl blushed and kissed the boy on the cheek. "We, all of us, have but one skin," she said. "Learning to love is the key to a happy life." She reached out and took the boy by the hand. "Come now, my love," she said. "I would hear those songs you promised." And he sang for her, and she listened. And all was happy in the forest. The end. If I Could Change My Skin was an original story by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon, and produced by Jake Letizia. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.